It is Monday, June 3rd. Today, in shitification comes to the Instagram feed, how will users react to the new ad format that stops them from scrolling through content? Also, Google slows way down on its AI search results, SEO pros figure out how to get their brand into those results, and Shopify's acquisition could mean a huge bill for you. I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. Instagram is testing unskippable ads that prevent users from scrolling lower until they've watched the full ad. These ads display a countdown timer and won't let you browse more content until the ad finishes. You might recognize this from YouTube's free version, which also requires users to watch ads. The ad breaks were showing up in the Instagram feed while watching video posts. It was first noticed by Instagram user Dan Levy, who posted it to social media. Levy said the app stopped him from scrolling past the ad. He called this a, quote, bonkers move, unquote. Clicking the info icon next to the ad break reveals a message explaining the new feature. Instagram confirmed the test to TechCrunch. Many other users reacted negatively as well, with some threatening to stop using Instagram if the ads persist. Over the last 2 years, Instagram has become more focused on video content with features like stories and reels, and is exploring new video ad formats as well. Reports say Google has scaled back use of its AI search summaries after a series of embarrassing hallucinations, quoting satire as fact, and so on. The New York Times says it tested the 6 queries used at Google's announcement of the new system, things like, how do you clean a fabric sofa? And what should I use to get a coffee stain out of my carpet? By Friday, only one of the 6 generated an AI result. Instead, Google returned a regular pre-AI results page. The company's recently promoted head of search wrote in a blog post that the company had slowed down on AI overviews and was trying to go slower with results about health and sources using satire. Quoting the New York Times, quote, the backtracking was a blow to Google's efforts to keep up with its rivals Microsoft and OpenAI, the maker of the ChatGPT chatbot, in the frenzied race to lead AI. It also underscored the difficult strategic choice that Google faces over whether to embrace AI technology that may not be dependable or keep its highly popular search engine the same and risk falling behind its peers. Google had chosen to go slower than Microsoft, which placed more conversational AI into its Bing search engine early last year. Google, which has significantly more users than Bing, tested AI features for its search engine a year before introducing AI overviews, unquote. So while there's a bit of a pause for now, nothing suggests Google is backing away from its overall goal to have this rolled out to more than a billion users by the end of the year. So with Google scaling its AI summaries back for the time being, that might give marketers time to get ready for the inevitable relaunch with an eye to having their brands appear in that summary text. Well, one SEO pro says he's figured out exactly that. And it turns out it's easier than anyone thought. First, Cyrus Shepherd from Zippy SEO did a search similar to what he expected potential customers to do. Then he took the text of the AI overview, basically just copied that into his web page. He says if the site was ranking in the top 10 already, it would typically show up as a reference link. Shepard then read Google's patent for the summaries and said he thinks the system is more artificial and less intelligent. Quote, according to the patent, I believe they simply look for pages that closely match the text of their generated answer, which makes it incredibly easy to game, unquote. But, and this might be a big but, while he succeeded in getting his site into the sources cards, Google actually removed his previously ranked featured snippet. He noted in a social media post that Google is likely changing things quickly and that marketers might not want to consider blindly copying AI results as a good long-term strategy. Easy come, easy go, he said. These things change a lot. Shopify has acquired another one of its platform partners. This time it's Checkout Blocks, which lets merchants tweak their checkout pages to upsell things, increase conversion rate, and so on. Checkout Blocks, launched just under 2 years ago, lets you add blocks like AI recommendations, custom content, fields, discounts, and so on. It competes with similar tools. So far, only apparently has about 850 merchants using it. As part of the deal, the cost for the toolset will go from $99 a month to free, but there is a big catch. To get access to it, you'll need to be in the Shopify Plus program. That costs almost $83,000 US for a minimum 3-year term. Shopify did not disclose the financial terms of the acquisition. Dentsu has updated its global advertising forecast, predicting a 5% growth in ad spend for 2024, up from an earlier 4.6% estimate. The increase driven by a strong digital ad market, the upcoming Olympics, and American elections. Breaking out digital ad spending, that's expected to rise by 7.4%, making up almost 60% of the overall market. Growth in retail media and paid social categories, increasing by 32% and almost 14% year over year, will support this surge. TV spending is expected to grow by 2.6%, but when you look at connected TV by itself, that group will be up by more than 24% in spend. Traditional broadcast TV will be down a touch. Breaking it out by geography, the Americas are predicted to grow the fastest at almost 6%. Asia Pacific will see just over 4% growth led by China and India. The European region is expected to also grow by 4%. That's all for today. I'm Todd Maffin. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.